This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Would you take a Commander championship, but Ballard has to go into a coma for 3 days? Just 3 days, and then wakes up, he's fine.
Hold on, but in the coma,
right?
Do people think like he could die?
I don't know what people think.
How did he get in the coma?
He just lapses into a coma.
Out of nowhere.
He loses consciousness for 3 days.
So yeah. I believe for 3 days, in that 3 days, I don't know if he's going to wake up or not.
But he will wake up, I'm telling you.
I'm not going to hurt people.
I'm sorry, I can't.
No, but Peter, even if you knew that he was fine, but you couldn't tell his family.
Right, I couldn't
do it. You can't put people through that.
The Michael K. Show.
If you guys are not going to play along, the game is doomed to death.
On 98.7 ESPN.
The more I think about it, they really are trying to be, you know, poly purebred, and they are hurting the game.
It's sweet poly purebred to you.
I'm telling you as a performer, a broadcasting expert, you guys are the only thing that's keeping this alive is my brilliance.
Well, no
that
one's
I make people think.
No one's as performative as you, Michael. You know, it's hard.
Great performer.
I'm not going to sit here and defend myself for not wanting to take somebody else's life.
Oh, all right, but forget about it. Like, you wouldn't have a who is your fantasy woman?
Kate Beckinsale.
And you wouldn't have an affair with Kate Beckinsale.
No.
Nancy never found out.
All right, would you, Michael? Would you back on you?
Yeah.
Tell us right now. Who's your number one?
Go ahead.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And nobody would find out?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I would do it.
Wow.
Okay. There's
because I'm
answer.
Being honest, and both of you guys are being frauds.
No, but I gave you a reason. I said to have an elaborate affair for years, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of deception. Not love. That's not marriage.
But take an elaborate affair out. Just a one-night stand with Kate Beckinsale.
That's more realistic. Then it would probably be yes.
Wow. See, Don, and you know what that proves,
good
Don?
For me.
You know what that proves? That proves Michael has to do a better job with the questions. That's what it says to me. Because the answers are there. You got to give us the questions that we might answer.
Right. Okay, teach me how to be a broadcaster.
Oh, is it really teach you how to broadcast? I'm a game show host. You could learn something from me. Have you ever hosted a television game show?
Well, your show was canceled after 20
episodes. A lot of TV shows have been canceled,
honestly,
except Jeopardy.
I think we should have an intervention. If we're going to move forward with this, we need to find another host.
It's my idea. Nobody's hosting but me. John from Guilford, congratulations. Guilford, Connecticut. He won the Guns N' Roses tickets. All right.
Beckinsale, huh?
No.
You know, that's not a bad choice, Peter.
I've never been that, like, Beckinsale aware. So I'm kind of, like, going back now and revisiting.
Well, you know what? Then you haven't lived.
Okay.
I mean, her dalliance with Pete Davidson makes you think, but what are you going to do?
What do you mean? You know, here we go again.
Is it any weirder than if she decided to have an affair with me?
Yeah, Don LaGreca. Pete doesn't make sense.
No, it is weirder. Yes, it's weirder.
Weirder that she... Wait, Don is weirder or Pete is weirder?
If she has an affair with Pete Davidson, which she did, I think it's weirder than Don. Look at Don right now in a suit. He looks handsome.
And I'm closer to her age.
Now, she is also a legitimate Mensa member. So that would be an overmatch for you.
Right, but we wouldn't be doing a lot of the talking.
Oh, yeah, he's talking sex.
All right, Aaron Rodgers keeps talking, never shuts up, loves the sound of his own voice. And do we know, by the way, I don't want to sound more ignorant than I normally do, who is Aubrey Marcus?
Oh, you missed earlier in the program.
You got to hear this profile, Michael.
You were doing the baseball. When I broke down the full Aubrey Marcus biography, I'll give you a shortened version of it because I know that you care deeply about what he does.
Of course. I want to know, why did he pick this podcast?
He's the founder of On It, which is a globally disruptive brand based on a holistic health philosophy that he calls total human optimization.
I like that.
Does that give you a little understanding?
Yeah, it gives me an understanding why Aaron would go on that podcast.
And also he talked about the few people that know his process and that he speaks to, and then he mentioned the host. So this guy's in the inner circle. That's why he was on the podcast.
I think my sources are telling me One Ep is Dead is the next podcast that Aaron's going
to
be on.
Well, unfortunately, the name changed a long time ago to One Ep is Life. So,
really? I didn't even know that.
You didn't? Yeah, we switched from One Ep is Dead to One Ep is Life.
Why? That's a big switch. Why?
Because we kept doing things. Artists kept dying. Sadly, they keep dying, such as life. And we just felt like it was depressing and morbid to call it One Ep is Dead.
And the person that played Juan Epstein also passed.
That is true also.
When is our next Dead or Alive?
That's a good question. I think it's tomorrow, right?
Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, it's a Thursday vehicle right now. Yeah.
So let's listen to Aaron Rodgers, maybe the future Jet quarterback, on the Aubrey Marcus podcast. Talk about his decision timeline.
It's best for anybody who has an interest in this to make a decision sooner rather than later. You know, I remember, you know, when Favre, before he retired, you know, there were times where it was in April and May and he still, you know, we weren't sure if he was going to come back because he didn't come to any offseason program. And then in 2008, he actually did retire in March and then kind of said, no, actually in June after OTAs, I actually want to come back and play. And then that's when, you know, I've been traded to the Jets and, you know, there was obviously a lot of tension that summer. But for everybody involved directly and indirectly, it's best for a decision early, and I feel really good about the conversations that are going to be had, that have been had with important people in my life, yourself included, that helped to orient me. But I'm not looking for somebody to tell me what the answer is. All the answers are right inside me.
Right inside you, brother.
Oh. And Aubrey going, yeah, right inside me.
Right inside, baby.
yeah, baby.
Wow. All right, here is Thoughts of Retiring by Aaron.
One option was scary and one was unknown.
And which was which?
The scary was retirement. Mm-hmm. And the unknown was going back and playing. And what does that mean? Is that Green Bay? Is that somewhere else? If that's somewhere else, what is it like being somewhere else?
And he got that from the darkness retreat?
Yeah.
So he knows what retirement would be like? 3 days in the dark.
No, he said it would be scary because he wouldn't know what retirement would be like. He's never been retired before. But what I mentioned earlier in the show, Michael, he kind of talked his way out of it at the end by mentioning going back to the Packers, but he said it's the scary part is retiring, unknown of not retiring. Why would it be unknown going back to the Packers?
Right, right, right.
So does that make you think that it's unknown because he's not returning to the Packers?
Now, Rodgers said, if you think I'm being a diva or whatever, then just tune it out. That's fine, but this is my life. That's fair. But he knows he's one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived, so when he spouts this nonsense, people are going to listen to it and be annoyed by it. And I've been on the Rodgers to the Jets bandwagon for a while now, but he makes that proposition seem more daunting every time he opens his self-important mouth. He just does. I mean, is it gonna work in New York where there are snarky media members, there are two all-sport radio stations. Is he going to be able to do it? It's different than Green Bay. It really is.
But we had a taste of it with Kyrie.
And we hated it.
Well, we only hated it because a lot of his nozzle kept him off the court. If he played every game at the level that we know he's capable of playing, we would have survived his nozzle behavior because he'd be killing it on the court. We have not seen any of Rodgers' behavior affect him on the field. He plays every game unless he's injured.
Right.
You know, so if he ends up being that way, goes out there and he makes some weird comments or comes on our show and says something ridiculous and it causes a whole fervor, if he goes out there the next Sunday and throws four touchdown passes and the Jets win, no fan, no media member is going to care. So I think he can get his play can overcome all the nozzle.
But you would have to admit, Don, nobody goes through a season without downs to go with the ups. And that's when his nozzle really shows. So if there's like a three-game losing streak in there, I'm telling you, he's going to be tough to take.
He
forget about us. I mean, who cares about the media?
Was he really
but
bad?
But he's going to be tough to take in that room.
Was he bad when they lost three straight last year?
Yeah, isn't that when he called his teammates out?
He said something. Yeah, he did have some quote in that period that did not sound great.
Guys, losing three in a row in New York is going to create no matter what you say or do, right? I mean, if Derek Carr loses three in a row, what do you think the narrative is going to be around the fans and the media?
But he's not going to be a nozzle.
But even if he's not a nozzle, you don't think he'll get booed? You don't think there'll be a negative reaction if Derek Carr goes out there and loses three in a row and costs them a chance to maybe win the division or something. Like, losing in New York is its own thing. Like, being a nozzle could make it worse, I guess, but still, losing in New York is always going to be an issue, especially if you come here with the expectation of winning.
1-800-919-3776. Finally, Aubrey Marcus really put on the Mike Wallace cap and asked Aaron Rodgers about being doubted.
I've been doubted before. And look, honestly, I felt in the first year that Matt was here, Matt was in Green Bay in 19, I felt at times like a game manager. Like, it was just, I didn't quite understand what we were doing at times on offense. And my job was to take care of the football. And I did, you know, I threw 4 interceptions and 26 touchdowns and we were 13-3. But I felt like there was so much more. And so much more. You know, then they drafted my replacement and then I won MVP twice. And I threw 85 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in 2 years. And obviously there were some changes that happened on the team and the coaching staff. And I didn't have my best year plan. And there's probably people that think I'm done. I thought I was done before I became COVID MVP twice. Again, there'd be plenty of inspiration down that road.
Plenty of inspiration.
Why does he call it COVID MVP?
We spent some time on that also. It's like he's diminishing his own MVP.
Right.
But what we kind of came to the conclusion of, Michael, it's that he must think that people call it a COVID MVP, that people have devalued it, so he's saying it sarcastically. I never heard anybody doubt the MVPs.
I never heard anybody doubt those or diminish those MVPs.
No. I mean, listen, and we also said that, you know, do you want to, like, look at the Lakers and the Lightning winning in the bubble? I don't, but maybe people might have that conversation. I don't think anybody looked at anything that happened in football those COVID years as being a negative or compromised in any way. So he's creating something there that doesn't exist.
You know what I don't like, guys? So I was doing the Yankee game, which started at 1 o'clock today, so I missed the first 40 minutes of the show. And I missed the Ira call. Ira called in even without me being here, and that hurts.
Really? You think he's waiting for you?
How was he? Did he bring it?
Yeah, because he was the one that really accentuated the why would they meet a second time. And that got me thinking, yeah, why would they meet a second time? This is getting serious. Any second interview, Michael, is always you're a finalist. This is about to happen. That you're going to be talking money. Why? What is being said in the second meeting that wasn't addressed in the first?
Unless they're trying to keep him tethered to them while they wait for Rodgers. Maybe they're just whispering sweet nothings in his ear. The only thing that would stop us from getting you is Aaron Rodgers. Just wait a little while longer. Now, he could say, go take a hike. But if they keep professing their love for him and they stay engaged, will keep him intrigued if he wants to play for the Jets.
Now, help me out. Has he met with the Panthers or going to meet with the Panthers?
Don't know.
I know he's already met with the Saints. I think the Panthers were on a list of teams he was going to go see. Remember, because there were other teams that emerged after David said his brother that he was going to wait to see if he got any other offers. Apparently, multiple teams came forward. So with the
Jets, met with them Tuesday, Anthony said.
All right, so the second meeting is not stopping him from meeting with other people. You know, he's already met with the Panthers. So is it just a catch-up, like, all right, what are they offering? We can offer you more. We still want Aaron Rodgers. But in case it falls through, we kind of want to know what the Saints offer, what the Panthers offer, so that we can be in the ballpark. But that's still difficult to do. Like, how can – put yourself in that situation, Michael. They're going to hire you to be a talk show host, but they're telling you, we want somebody else. But in case that falls through, how much would it take for you to
– It's a good question. But if that talk show host is an all-time great, I can understand. I think I might wait if I really want to end up there. But if it's some hack that I don't respect, then I'd say, no, take a walk. Make a decision on me right now. But we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
No, I get it. Right. You have other options. So are you even going to give the Jets the time of day?
If he really wants to play for the New York Jets and play in New York,
right,
then he'll wait.
But here's the other question. Are the Jets that superior to any other offer? To the Saints, maybe. Panthers, they got some talent there. Certainly a winnable division, as you know, in the same division the Saints are in. Like, could he be that in love with the Jets that there really isn't anybody else? Then why was he waiting for other offers? Like, it's so weird that a professional athlete would have no problem with, okay, it's Aaron Rodgers, I'll sit and wait for you. I even think you would have a problem. Like, if you had other offers, Michael, I would think – as much as you'd want to work, say, at ESPN, you would go elsewhere before you'd sit there and twiddle your thumbs for them to bring in the marquee guy.
Who's the person behind you? There's a woman behind you, Don.
What, is this like when I lost the championship to Archer?
Yeah, it felt just like that. I think she had a mask on, and she had some water, I think.
Well, the way that we angled this thing, because I've got to have my camera on the table, so I can't point it at the arena. Her name is Betsy, I'm being told.
Okay.
That's the Flyer radio booth.
So
soon you're going to see Tim Saunders and Coetzee. They're going to be calling the game. So I apologize. I don't even think she knows he's on TV.
She seemed very nice. I was just worried for you.
You were worried for me?
Yes. Let's say she took out a cleaver and hacked you to death. I didn't want to see that on live TV.
There's glass here.
Oh.
So I'm protected.
Okay. Oh, good. Now I'm not worried. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in the L.A. What's up, Michael?
Hey,
Mike.
We'll
try one more time.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, there he is. How you doing, Mike?
I was just talking to Mike.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I'm at the bank. But thank you for letting me in. I have important stuff to say. I've been waiting.
All right.
There's two things, guys. Michael, we're going to talk about this later. There's two times you didn't give me credit. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Another time right now, why the Jets have to have Aaron Rodgers. I'm Warren Sapp's producer. I play Division I football. I'm going to let you guys know right now. I played at Wagner College. We had a quarterback controversy. Same stuff happened. You always go get the main guy. You never get a guy. You get the main guy if you want to win a Super Bowl. And that's why the Jets haven't won a Super Bowl. The Rams got Stafford, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
the
you're
Bucks got Brady, they won a Super Bowl. No, listen. The Lakers got LeBron and Anthony Davis, they won a championship. The Dodgers trade for Mookie Betts, they win. You have
but
to
you
make
didn't
the
have
big
to
rules
wait
to get,
for those
you
guys.
You have to get the big guy.
But Mike, you're talking through what we're trying to tell you, bud. All right, you know, I've had enough.
I did it. I hit the button. How do you like that?
Yeah, he must have been robbed.
And by the way, he actually... By the way, he just made a point that I think worked against his own thing.
Right.
I'm sorry. Stafford is that much better than Derek Carr?
That's what I was, Peter, we're thinking alike, unfortunately for you.
You went out and got
Stafford. I mean, that was not the guy. That's a good quarterback, but it wasn't the guy.
He may be a half a level better than Derek Carr, maybe.
He was good.
That's exactly right. That's right.
And the Dodgers got Mookie Betts. They'd have to wait for him to make a decision. And there wasn't a danger of losing him. He was on the Mets. Yep. He was on the Red Sox.
But here's the thing. You know, he makes it seem like that both are on the shelf. There's Derek Carr. There's Aaron Rodgers. Of course, if that's the case, you pick up Aaron Rodgers, you take him to checkout. But unfortunately, there's Derek Carr on the shelf. And then where Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be, it says out of stock. And you got to wait for the order to come in. And while you're waiting for the order to come in, somebody might take Derek Carr off the shelf. It's not equal. How long are you going to wait for it? I agree. Rodgers is the better choice. But right now, he's not a choice. He hasn't decided if he's going to retire. He hasn't decided if he's going to leave the Packers. You eventually have to make a decision. It's a bird in the hand, right?
Let's go to Frank in New Jersey. Frank.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Michael, Don, and Peter. It's a pleasure. I'm an avid listener of you guys.
Thanks.
Just wanted to make two quick points about Aaron Rodgers. The first being that we're going to learn a lot about Aaron Rodgers real soon when he makes his decision, and I think it's going to be a career-defining moment for him. It's really going to weigh in on how much he wants to win versus come back and continue to make a paycheck and or maybe make a shot at another MVP, because it's a no-brainer. For him to go to the Jets or go to the Raiders, him going to the Jets gives him a far superior chance of winning just because of ownership and the pieces that are around him.
I'll let you finish your point, Frank. Ownership? You're making Woody Johnson.
I mean, look,
Robert
the ownership
Kraft.
It's not significantly better with the Jets, but I mean, it's not the cream of the crop, but it's better than what the Raiders got.
Okay, that's fair. I didn't know you were comparing those two. All right.
Yes, and then the other point I wanted to make, and it's more so just shedding some light on something with him going on that Aubrey Marcus podcast. So I think it's become common knowledge over the last probably year or two that Rodgers is a good friend of Joe Rogan.
Yep,
and Joe Rogan and Aubrey Marcus are tightly knit together. I'm sure that's how that friendship was sprouted, and they're both, Rogan and Aubrey are like the pioneers of On It. That's actually a very legit company. They have some incredible products, and a huge player in the MMA and in the UFC space. But yeah, those are my points. Thanks so much for the time, guys.
Thanks for explaining, too.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Wonder what the product. What do the products do? These Onnit products. I'm gonna find out.
Let's go to George, also in New Jersey.
There you
George.
Go.
Supplements.
Hey guys, Mike, you have never been so wrong about something than you are about the Jets quarterback situation.
Go ahead.
There's no way in the world. There's two things. There's no way in the world that Derek Carr is going to take a back seat to Rodgers because he's an elite athlete. If the Jets are not going to tell him, oh, you're our second choice. Number two, there's no way the Jets could afford to lose these two guys. It will be a complete disaster if they can, if they lose both of them because we have 3 years. In 3 years, we got to sign a lot of young talent and give a lot of young talent a lot of money. So there's no way in the world we could afford as Jets to lose these two quarterbacks. So,
when did I say they could? When did I say they could afford? I said if they lost both of these guys, they're in trouble. They have to go to Garoppolo or Tannehill.
Yeah, but you keep that'll be a disaster for the Jets.
I get it. I agree. So where am I wrong? And also for Carr,
you're wrong because you're
not comparing him.
Honest,
you're not saying wait for let's make a decision on Jimmy Garoppolo. You're saying we want to make a decision on one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. If Derek Carr doesn't get that, then he doesn't get it. I know he's an elite athlete. He's not Aaron Rodgers. And he might not want to wait, but to say that that's so unreasonable that there's no way that anybody could ever deal with that kind of slight. That's not a slight.
But that's not a slight. But you could see it being a slight.
I can see it being a slight, but I don't think that you can be insulted that they want to wait for Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe you shouldn't be, but you still could be. You know how athletes get. They're very confident. You might be, listen, I'm younger. You know, I'm somebody that's going to come cheaper. I'm not a nozzle. I mean, everybody thinks I'm a great guy. I've got other offers. I mean, maybe he could sit there and go, at least be a little insulted, like, all right, listen, you want me or not? You want Rodgers more? Okay, I'll take my business elsewhere. I mean, I could see him getting a little, you know, taken aback by it. I agree. Rodgers is the better choice. He is the better quarterback. But for a professional athlete to be told, we think we can do better, but don't go anywhere because we might lose him. I could see him getting his nose out of joint a little bit after that, especially with their offers.
But maybe Joe Douglas is playing a little shell game for him. Listen, I really want you. Our owner is head over heels with Rodgers just for the star power. Let's just see how this plays out. I want you.
You could play it that way.
And it's probably true. But one thing that Rodgers said that I disagree with, I don't doubt him. I don't think he's taking a step back. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he'll be a great quarterback this year. That's why I would be willing to deal with the nozzliness. Is that a word?
Nozzliness?
It is.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, sure.
Nozzle's kind of a made-up word as far as how we use it.
Oh, completely.
We can actually expand it.
Why not?
Our own, you know. I like it.
I like it a lot.
All right, we're going to take a brief timeout.
Yeah.
20, maybe. Not a full, because we got a lot of stuff to do. I also heard there's going to be an ice pick.
Oh, yeah.
Later in the
Come
hour.
Come on.
Which is important as well.
Did you see this? The Rangers just tweeted out Brunson's walking around with a Kane jersey.
And he tweeted out that he wants to go to a Ranger game. He should call Don. Don's got tickets right here on Yes, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, I'm going to be on First Take tomorrow. I've been told I will be on at 11:15. Just got the email. Show starts at 10. I'll be on at 11:15.
Wait a minute. So how does it work? Like, you're not on the whole show?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. They don't have people on for the whole 2 hours.
Yeah, they don't have other than Steven
and Molly.
Yeah.
So even when Russo does it, it's just for a segment or two?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't think he does the whole show.
Okay.
I think he comes in for a few segments.
See, that's what I love about Don. Right away, he got his hair on the back of his neck stood up because he thought they were disrespecting his guy.
I don't want my guy to be disrespected, and the last Quincy will be over at 11, so I'll be able to pop you on 11:15.
What if they have an extra Quincy that goes? Like,
yeah, then will you get
12?
Any, or you just got to stay Quincy?
No, I'll DVR it and go back to it. I'm not missing you. This is a big moment. This could be a turning point. Are you talking about retiring? Peter, think about this. Let's say he kills it. Trends all over the place. Humiliates Steven. All for a start coming in. You know, where's he going?
Well, I got news for you. If you humiliate Steven, he's not doing the show again. So that problem solves itself.
But let's say Steven's, all of a sudden he felt a connection he hasn't felt since the Skip Bayless days.
Okay.
So you think Michael's retiring? Give me a break. Or
maybe, if I get, like, I don't know, 100 First Take appearances, I wouldn't have time to do radio.
So how did he spin it, Peter, into the you're amazing. Like, I actually thought that there would be a chance we could spin it into a positive, and you spin it into – there's still a possibility you could leave if you kill it.
I
don't know what to root for now, Peter.
I mean, listen.
I'll just root for him to do okay.
I find it interesting that he's even doing First Take.
Why? Why do you find it interesting?
Because, Don, you don't find the timing to be interesting? The guy's sitting here publicly considering whether or not he wants to move forward with the company, and he's getting a huge front-facing opportunity.
Wait a second. I think you're misinterpreting one thing.
Hmm.
I'm not considering not moving forward with the company. I'm considering whether I want to continue to do 4 hours a day talking about all sports. That's some heavy lifting, Peter.
Talking about all sports. You mean there's a possibility that
follow
you'll
everything, I'm saying.
So you mean there'll be a possibility that you want to stay with the company to do a shorter, non-all-sport situation?
Listen, I'm not going to lay out my options for you, but...
But apparently there are options.
Because I don't know. I sort of... You know what I think, Don? I think Michael goes to ESPN and goes, I don't want to do the radio show. Just sign me up for a whole bunch of K-Rods. They go, you know what? Tell your story. Walking, pal. We'll call it K-Rose, bringing Rosenberg. Oh, no, that doesn't work. We'll call it Rod Rose.
Rod?
Hey, Rose.
We'll call it Rose Rod. I'm excited for this opportunity tomorrow.
Yeah. Will you be watching? Because that's usually your
probably
nap time
not.
Between morning show and
no, I actually have a meeting. I'm not even kidding. I actually have a meeting tomorrow.
Are you watching? You could DVR it and watch it later.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm going to watch. No, because I think it's going to be a major topic of the show, and I think it's really cool, and I'm going to watch. I can't wait.
So, Don, you're actually preparing for the show. That's why Peter is not.
No, fine. I'll watch it.
No. You got a big meeting about your future.
Yeah. Everybody's got something else going
on. Well, you know what? I think I've spent enough time thinking about your future recently. I'm going to focus on mine for a minute. Thanks.
Listen.
How was that, Don?
No, but you could still DVR it and wedge it in.
No, realistically, by the time the show starts, I probably will have seen all the segments on Twitter.
I think Michael will agree with this offer. Just lay out on the meeting tomorrow at 2:30 and watch the First Take.
It's a fair point.
How about that, Michael?
Peter would rather have dental surgery than have that meeting anyway.
I was going to say, Peter, skip the last 15 minutes of the meeting when you show up and just watch the First Take.
You know what? It's a good idea by you. That's probably enough
there. But you know what? Today, he was a good boy right there, 2:30, contributing to the meeting.
2:30.
Really?
Yeah.
This whole week I've been pretty good on meetings, actually.
Let's go to Jason in New Jersey. JJ, what's up, baby?
What's up, JJ? How you doing, baby?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Always.
You got it.
So I'm a lifelong Green Bay Packer fan. And I don't understand this whole narrative of just, I've been listening across you guys and the DPA show in Roethlisberger, people saying how Aaron Rodgers might not be able to handle New York and the situation of him coming here. This guy's been in the national spotlight since the Packers have won the Super Bowl in 2010. Right. So there's no reason why he wouldn't be able to handle New York. And the Packers have been a Super Bowl contender every single year because they have Aaron Rodgers. And I don't see how that would even change at all, whether he's playing in Green Bay with the Jets, et cetera. He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and there's really nothing that has changed still. Nothing's changed. I mean, yes, he was had a little bit of a down year, but if you watch the Packers, their offensive weapons are honestly not good at all.
Well, let me push back on you a little bit, Jason, and let me see if you agree. The national spotlight is completely different than what he's going to face here in New York. I mean, the people that do the games, they're not ripping anybody. The CBS or Fox show, they're not sitting there opining and ripping Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers acts like a nozzle in New York. He's going to be ripped on The Fan. He's going to be ripped on ESPN New York. The New York Post is going to have back pages. It's a different animal, even though he's been in the national spotlight. Well, the national spotlight is usually always positive.
Yeah, but he's still...
Can I push back on one thing?
Yeah, sure.
He's been put as a nozzle on the national media, on Get Up. Every show he's on, he's been considered a nozzle. And guess what? He is. And people, I think everybody knows that. But when he's throwing 40 touchdowns and 5 interceptions for the Jets and talking like being a nozzle, what are they going to care? If he comes here next year, out of this, if he's on the team next year, would you consider the Jets to be a Super Bowl contender if Aaron Rodgers
was would.
Jets this year?
I would.
Yes. Maybe I misspoke, Jason. I don't think anything bothers this guy because he thinks he's on a higher plane than all of us. I'm saying it will bother Jet fans, it will bother the media, and they'll continue to poke at him. But as you said, and I've said this over and over about many athletes, Jason, if you're a great player, that's a great deodorant. It covers everything up.
But listen, I covered the Jets for 16 years, Michael. I dealt with their fans constantly on this show, on the post-game show with the Jets. When Eric Mangini wouldn't tell you the price of a hot dog standing next to the sign, what did Jet fans do when they went 10-6? Oh, well, he doesn't have to talk to you. He's a genius. He's Mangenius, right? When Rex was the complete opposite and would tell you they're going to win the Super Bowl before the roster was constructed, what did Jet fans do when he went back-to-back championship games? Oh, he's Rex. We love Rex. If he wins, they won't care. They won't even consider him a nozzle. They'll defend him.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so as long as he wins, it doesn't matter. And if he loses, he could be a choir boy. He'll still get killed.
You know what I'd like to... I'm sorry, Michael.
Go ahead.
You know what I'd like to do right now?
What?
Something for Knicks fans.
Bing bong!
How about that? How about caller 7-888-987-ESPN? A pair of tickets to hang out with me in a special lounge at MSG for the big game against the Hornets on, March 7th, as I just said. Caller 7-888-987-ESPN, brought to you by Maker's Mark. Mark the moment with Maker's.
I just got very disorienting news, Peter.
Really?
Russo does the entire show.
Who does?
Chris Russo does the entire show.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know.
Hey, listen. Now, let me ask you this. That's a special hire. He does Wednesdays.
Right.
How did Francesa do the whole show when he was on?
Yes.
All right, I don't know what to say. I don't show up tomorrow.
New York.
They really put that boring, droning,
right,
you know what, on our network for 2 hours? All right. By the way, how'd it do? Anyone talk about it?
It did okay.
I'm going to just stick with what I've always said. No one likes to hear it.
Okay.
Chris and Mike. Iconic New York radio program. Oh, let me say it again. Iconic New York radio program. Even though we always walk around like our you-know-what doesn't stink and we're the number one city in the world, but Don, the fact of the matter is, guess what? We're a local market like everybody else. All right? And that Chris is fantastic. See, I've always said, God, everything I say is right. Russo was always the one. Russo's always the one. That's why when Russo goes on with Stephen A., he jumps off the page. The two of them together, they're a nice local radio show. Chris Russo, his bizarre and amazing electric talent is the difference. I stand by it. I fall on it. I die with it.
Strong stuff. I'm on at 11:15.
I'm a little upset. I'm sort of supporting you not showing up, also.
I should tell them I'm going to be there, and then it's just not.
No, do it, kill it, and just and then when you walk out, say this is this you could have had this for 2 hours. Goodbye.
Oh, so you want me to go in there and kill it and be great, and they'll
yes.
go? Yes. See you, just wasted me for 45 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I like the way you think.
No, that's probably the right thing to do. And at the end, as the segment's winding down and Stephen A is going, I got to tell you, Michael K, this is one of the best segments I've ever had. You then go, well, Stephen, guess what? Could have had it for 2 hours, but I guess I'm not Chris Russo, huh? And then walk off.
Now, should I be like a screaming Mimi? Because that seems to work.
Screaming.
No, you be you.
What's
just
a screaming
you.
Mimi?
Like, just screaming about, because that's what these debate shows seem like they're about, like a lot of screaming. But
you,
I'm not really a screamer. For
you
the
do,
most
but
part.
You do. If the right topic comes up, you don't scream, but you loudly get angry.
Yeah.
Right. If he brings up baseball, like Don, you know how Michael likes to yell. Michael sometimes yells and berates our audience for just talking about baseball for no reason.
Really, is that what I do?
I mean, you get very. See, do you hear it?
I get animated.
You hear it? You get angry. Yeah. You get angry when it comes to baseball.
That's your baby.
Yeah, you protect that baby. You hold it tight like Tom Hanks and Wilson.
He didn't hold it tight enough. Wilson went away.
You know what? I can't believe you'd bring that up. Too soon. Can I just say too soon?
Joe in Connecticut. Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
There he is.
Good, Joe. What's up?
Good. Hey, getting back to the sort of all-time sports nozzle, and I called in last week and gave you my top five current athletes. I think you agreed with most of them, but mm-hmm. I had Rodgers, Kyrie, Kyrgios in tennis, Donaldson in baseball, Josh Donaldson. And the last one I had, I don't think
Josh Donaldson is
with,
not a nozzle, though. He's not.
But, okay, so he maybe he's not the smartest guy in the room. But give you one, a guy who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room on a different plane and gets away with all kinds of indiscretions repeatedly, is still glorified by the media, his league, and even gets away with it from a law enforcement standpoint, is Tiger Woods.
Well, he is protected by everybody that does golf. They never bring up any of his indiscretions.
Tiger's,
but I don't think Tiger Woods talks down at people. And like, he's talking on a, like he's inventing another planet.
Tiger's being a nozzle was reported. He didn't rub it in the public's face. Mm-hmm. Everyone heard that he was a nozzle for a very long time. By the way, he doesn't seem that way now. In fact, now he gets himself in trouble by being too playful with other golfers. But like, you know what I'm saying, Don? He wasn't getting up in interviews and being a total nozzle.
No, it's just you could tell
he wasn't really an approachable guy.
He could be nozzly, but it still wouldn't be in the same stratosphere as Rodgers and Kyrie.
Maybe we're coming up with the wrong word. No, I mean, it's just like they're smarter than us. Like, they talk down to people, and when they talk down to the media, they're talking down to you, the fan, too. So don't defend them and say, who cares about the media? They're talking down to you, too. Nobody understands what I go through, my mental capability. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. I'm on a higher plane. Now, I know I'm at a low plane. I'm right at the curb. I'm not that bright.
You're very bright.
I'm really not. Listen, I only got the 11:15 spot on First Take, Don. They could have gotten me. I could have walked through the curtain like Johnny Carson used to like announce people at 10 o'clock right at the start, but I didn't get that spot. Frankly, I'm a little bit ticked.
You're going to kill, and it's going to be remembered, and it's going to trend, and it's going to make everybody forget anything that's ever happened before.
It's only going to trend if I say something nozzly.
You'll trend.
Sammy from Brooklyn won the Knicks tickets, so he'll be hanging with you, Peter.
Nice.
In the lounge.
It's going to be a good time.
When is that, next week?
Wow, I guess March 7th is next week, huh?
See, I wonder if I should go. I have an early flight the next day.
Well, if Ballard's going to be there, you can't go.
Why can't I go?
Got to save it for the wedding. That's the showdown.
The showdown?
You think he's upset about the coma question?
No, he didn't. He was commenting on a lot of things, but he never mentioned that one. Like, he thinks you're a demented, twisted human being.
Right.
So he takes one to know one.
And, like, he wants... He said that our would you question should be things like, would you for $10 million, would you eat baseball park hot dogs as the only food you can ever eat for the rest of your life, or get no money and keep things as they are?
See, that's
good. I would keep things as they are.
You couldn't do hot dogs every meal?
No,
but for $10 million.
No.
Wow, that's interesting. Considering you don't like eat that much different food anyway. What about this? Would he also threw this one out here? A lot of food options. Would you change your first name to Chicken Fingers for unlimited chicken fingers for the rest of your life?
Let's take a break.
When Ballard starts
to do producing on the show, we're in trouble. We'll be back in a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Split the ice apart and break the frozen.
Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks.
It's now time for today's ice picks, driven by Nissan. I'm going to go a three-leg parlay tonight. I think the Caps will bounce back after losing to Anaheim at home. They'll be in Anaheim tonight. So I got the Caps on the money line, the Hurricanes on the money line in Vegas. And I got Dallas at home against Arizona on the money line. Three-leg parlay at +216. So go Dallas, Carolina, Washington on the money line. Three-leg parlay at +216. That's Ice Picks driven by Nissan. Hurry to the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can.
Let's go back to the phones, everybody. Let's go to Rich in Brooklyn. Rich.
How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great.
All right, perfect. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about Derek Carr for a second, and I don't think it's a slight, but I could see how he could take it that way. I'm not a Jets fan, but I'm just a big football fan in general. I just want to make a quick point and then see what you guys think. So what if Derek Carr is okay with waiting because it's like the perfect situation in terms of like running game when it's healthy, pretty dominant from what we've seen last year. Yeah, Garrett Wilson, obviously, and then a top 3 to 5 defense coming back in the second year, probably going to look even better. And he's never had a top 3 to 5 defense before with the Raiders, obviously. I think
no.
I was looking at his stats with them, and he's never had above like a bottom 5 defense. So I think, like, maybe he's waiting because this team checks all the boxes in terms of offensive weapons, in terms of run game, and in terms of defense. And obviously the Saints and Panthers are good situations, but I don't think they're as good as the Jets.
I look at it this way, Rich. I agree with everybody. He could get his nose out of joint about this. But I think he might look at it this way. The other teams don't have any other options right now, it doesn't seem like. So their top option is Carr. So he knows that if he waits on the Jets and they get Rodgers, the money for the other team's still going to be there. The Jets are the one taking the gamble that he might take one early. But if he does think the Jets are the ideal situation, he's willing to wait because he's not going to go jobless. He's going to get a great his leverage might even go up if those other two teams are bidding for him.
It would just really stink for him if his heart's set on the Jets.
Well, if he wants to push the needle down, he could say, I want to be signed now or I'm out. Then the Jets have themselves quite a decision. Now, they might have intel. I don't think that they would continue to wait if they like Carr as much as it seems. They wouldn't continue to wait unless they have some kind of intel that Rodgers is going to go there, is going to want to go to the Jets. Mm. Now, it was hinted at yesterday, more than hinted at. They have talked with the Packers and worked out parameters for what it would take and stuff like that, so they know exactly what they're dealing with. Maybe the Packers know what Rodgers is thinking.
This is interesting.
Or at least from the end of, hey, if he doesn't retire, we're going to trade him to you.
Right, right.
You know, from that standpoint, you can't get in his head on whether he's going to play or not, although the odds are he will play for that.
Now, we've told you about our Reach Out and Touch tour, you know, going to arenas and remotes.
You made it up.
Come see the show live from the bar at Moynihan Train Hall. That's on Friday, March 10th, before the semifinal round of the Big East tournament. Please stop by before heading into the Garden or before your commute home and enter for a chance to win tickets to the championship game. The Michael K. Show live from the bar at Moynihan Train Hall starting at 3 p.m. on March 10th. I have yet to be in Moynihan. I heard it's gorgeous.
Well, I got to tell you, I took the train from Farmingdale, our last remote, to the Garden, and I walked through that. It's spectacular. It's like Grand Central Station. It's restaurants and bars and places to shop. It's gorgeous. It really, Peter, I'm telling you, you're gonna be blown away when you go there on the 10th.
I can't wait. I hope people come out and spend some time with us.
It is just steps away from Madison Square Garden and Penn Station, and it's brought to you by Jack Daniel's, Sam Adams, and Truly Hard Seltzer. So LaGuardia Airport is now gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So the Moynihan train station is gorgeous. You know, Penn Station, by the way, Don, from what I never saw it when I was young, was supposedly just as beautiful as Grand Central, but they tore it down to build the Garden, much to the dismay of many in retrospect. It was supposed to be an architectural wonder.
What did Vince Scully say about it? He's like, he had this great line about Penn Station. When you came to New York through Penn Station, it was like you were a king arriving into the city, and then they made it into like you were a rat in a maze. Like,
yeah, I don't understand why they made it so bad. I mean, so let's say they tore it down, which was a bad decision. Why did they make what they made look so utilitarian and ugly? I mean, maybe it wasn't when they built the Garden in, you know, back in the late 60s, but it's awful now.
What, regular Penn Station?
Yeah.
It's not great.
I mean, I guess maybe in 1968, did it look better? It looks like they built it for function more than it to look nice.
Remember our former head guy, Dave Roberts, who now is a big wig at ESPN TV?
He's the guy. Yeah. He's going to be watching you tomorrow.
He was walking and like a rat fell down out of the ceiling in front of him. He never went back in Penn Station.
That was it.
Yeah, he said, that's it.
You know what?
I'm going back.
That would bother me.
By the way, you know what? I don't know Dave Roberts well, but that fits in with what I know about Dave Roberts.
Yeah, he doesn't like rats.
He doesn't have any interest in filth.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.